Okay, so we're today we're in Daf Kuf Lamed, the first Daf in Perek Rav Lezer Demila. Yosef, you're still here. Yosef, I just want to mention to you from the other day, Yosef, you had asked me about telling a goy to put on the air conditioning if it's hot. Can you hear me, Yosef? Yeah. So I spoke to Rabbi Eli Belazon. He mentioned that there's a Minchat Yitzchak who says that you could do it. So that's one thing you have there. Then you asked me about the animal giving birth. So with the animal giving birth, so that there, the article brought down and the Masifta Gemara also brought down, according to Rashi, it's a question of just Pircha Yatera on Shabbos or Yontiv. And according to the Ritva, it's a question of Makib Apatish. Yeah, that's what the Ritva learns. Then you asked me about being Chotech, the umbilical cord. I'll have to get back to you a little bit with that, okay? I'm not done with that. Okay. Okay, thank you. Okay, we're on Daf Kuf Lamed. So this is Perek Reb Lezer Demila. So this is Machlok. Everybody agrees that a bris milah can be done on Shabbos. It says, Bayom HaShmini Yimo Basar Lato. So Chazal teach us Bayom HaShmini, even if it's Shabbos, because every bris involves what would otherwise be a malacha, right? You're making a chabura in the child, so that would be a malacha. But there's a machloket whether the machshire mila, the preparations for the mila, are also docha Shabbos. So we'll see. Can you carry the knife? We'll see in a minute in the Mishnah. Okay, let's do the top line of Mishnah. Kuflamed Amin Aleph 138, the top line. Reb Lezer Omer, Mloi Vikli Mer of Shabbat, Mevyu B'Shabbat Megula. If a person did bring a kli, means a knife, if the moel, for whatever reason, didn't bring the knife to where he needs to do the bris on Shabbos, so he'll on Shabbos he'll carry it in Megula where it's exposed. So everybody will be able to see that he's carrying this knife. So the Gemara is going to have a question when it says Megula. Is that because of Chashad? Is that because we're afraid people think he's carrying? In other words, according to Reb Lezer, you can carry the knife. You can't carry, you know, your basketball or your baseball on Shabbos. So is it Megula so everybody sees that he's doing a knife? Or is it Megula, the Gemara will entertain the idea that it's Mishum Chibubi Mitzvah, that he's demonstrating how much he loves the mitzvah because he's only Mechal Shabbos for this mitzvah. Okay, he says, Uvisakana Mechasei Opiedim. This second clause, everybody agrees, is because of Chashad. If it's time of Sakana, it's religious persecution, let's say the Romans, they're not permitting the Jews to administer bris milah, so then he can't go around carrying the knife openly, so he'll leave it like carried under his clothes or whatever, but with edim. In other words, people will see maybe he's got something in his pocket, whatever, so they shouldn't come to be choshesh that he's carrying something he shouldn't be carrying on Shabbos. So we'll have edim that'll see that he put the ismal, the knife is called an ismal, that he put the knife in his pocket. Vodomar Reb Lezer, in addition to which Reb Lezer says, that a person can even chop down a tree on Shabbat. So you're going to chop down the tree on Shabbat, and you're going to chop down the tree because you want to make coals, and you want to have the coals so you'll be able to fashion the ismal. In other words, so I could do like the machshirim and the machshirim. In other words, I'm going down the line. According to the Reb Lezer, that's permissible as well. Now, for the opposite opinion, Kalamar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is mechulak with Reb Lezer. It's interesting because Rabbi Akiva was a Talmud of Reb Lezer. He says Kalamar Rabbi Akiva, Komalach Shef Sharlas Tamir Shabbat in a Dochad Shabbat. Anything that could be done before Shabbos is not Docha Shabbos. So all the Mashiri Mila, in other words, could I get the Ismail there before Shabbos? Yes. Could I make the Ismail before Shabbos? Yes. So those things are not Docha Shabbos. He says Sheiv Sharlas Tamir Shabbat Dochad Shabbat. But something that I couldn't do before Shabbos, like the bris itself, that's docha Shabbos. Let me see if I have anything else to say on this. If you look at the top Tosfos, so Tosfos has the question, look at the top line in Tosfos, so the second line, Bim Tomar, if you Shabbat Klal, the Chayno Seid Asma. Tosfos asks, why should I bring the knife to the child? Am I not better off carrying the child to the knife? We learned that chai no seid atzmo, that in other words, if I carry a child, I'm not chayiv certainly on a deraisa level for hotzah on Shabbos, because Chazal teach us that a living being like helps in the hotzah, like presumably when it moves, it adjusts its weight. I think this is the way Rabbi Yisrael Solomon explained it. But anyway, so he says, so why not bring the child to the kli? So he says, so he says that the child needs the mother, so I can't go around. In other words, like presumably the mother, I guess, can't go. So in other words,
can the mother come?
I assume she's sick. That's what I assume the situation is. He says, and then after the bris, he'd have to bring it back to the mother. That's the way That's the thinking. I guess things have changed a little bit with the mother, with the bris now. All right, let's see back in the Gemara. Okay, any questions on the Mishnah that we did? What's up?
Yes.
I would assume, sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Michael.
Go ahead.
No, I assume that according to all the shitot, since a bris is not a surprise, I mean, it's the baby's born a week before, that this is all a b'diavad.
Which? According to the Tana Reb Lezer? Well, right. I'm not sure about that. According to Ratana Reb Lezer, I have a green light to do it. I don't know if it's b'diavad, according to him. We'll have to see. He holds the cloud. I don't know about that. He holds Machshiri Mila or Docha Shabbos. Even if I could have done it beforehand, the Machshiri Mila or Docha Shabbos. So, Lechora, according to Tana Reb Lezer, just like I have a green light to do a bris on Shabbos, I have a green light to do the Machshirim. Would he say that I should do whatever I could before Shabbos or not? I'm not 100% sure. I'm not 100% sure.
Okay.
What else do you have for me, Michael?
Chaynosi asatzmo, by an 8-day old, they're not shifting their weight.
Well, all right. But I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. But in other words, like the child isn't moving at all or not?
Chaynosi asatzmo means the center of gravity. The child adjusts himself to make it a little lighter when you carry an 8-month-old, a 10-month-old. The child sort of like isn't just a weight, but an 8-day-old baby is.
All right, I don't know what to say to that. But
maybe the reason doesn't pertain, but the rule does.
Well, yeah, clearly, Chaynosei Asma definitely applies. And then,
does Rabbi Elazar allow you to drive? Does the Rabbi Elazar allow the mole to drive to do the bris in another county?
Yeah, did you hear something about this?
No, I didn't. I didn't hear today's daf.
All right.
Full disclosure, I'm working on Sunday's daf.
All right. In the examples, it's the Machshiri Miller at Oka the Shabbos. So bringing the Moel to the thing, I let me hold off. I don't know the answer to that question.
Okay.
Okay, now, let's see the Gemara. Now, the Gemara, everybody with me? So the first line of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Yibai lehu, Tamad Reb Lezer Mishum Chibuvei Mitzvah. So the question was asked in the base Medrash. Now, this focusing on the first clause of the Mishnah. The first clause of the Mishnah says that Reb Lezer, the Tana Reb Lezer says, if you didn't bring an Ismail on Erev Shabbos, you bring him to the Gula. From that line, it does sound like you should affirm that you should do it ahead of time. From that line, it does sound that way. It says, if you didn't bring it on Friday, you bring it on Shabbos. It does sound like whatever you could, you should do before. So he says, when he says to bring it Megula, expose, is that because of Chibuvei Mitzvah, to show his love of the Mitzvah? He wants to demonstrate to everybody, this Mitzvah is so important to me that even though I'm doing an action that would otherwise be a Chil Shabbos, but I'm doing it for the sake of Bris Mila. That's Chibuvei Mitzvah. Is that the reason? He says, Odilma Mishum Chashada, or perhaps the reason is chashad. I don't want people to think I'm carrying something, you know, a ball or whatever, or, you know, in my pocket. So I expose this, everybody sees it. Now, clearly, in the second clause of the Mishnah, where Shana Sakana, there, clearly it's chashad. But in the first clause, are there other factors that come into play? So the Gemara says, Lamai Nafkamina. So what would be the Nafkamina? Would we say reason A or reason B? So he says, La Tuya Mechusal Piedim. Let's say it's not Shara Sakana. So would it be all right for him to carry it in a disclosed fashion where Adam saw him put it in his pocket or whatever? Would there any be a problem with that? So Iyamrit Bishum Chibuve Mitzvah Megula in Mechusalo. If you say the reason is Bishum Chibuve Mitzvah, so then it's got a dafka be exposed. He says, Eli Yamrit Bishum Chashara, Afil Mechusa Shapir Dami. If you say the whole reason is because of Chashad, so you could have it exposed or you could have it, hidden and Adam saw you put it away. So the Gemara says, what's the bottom line with that? So Itmar Amra Blevi Lo Amra Reblezer L'Chibuvei Mitzvah. So Reblevi says that the Tan Reblezer is working with Chibuvei Mitzvah. He says Tani Nami Hach. We learn a brisa that supports that. The brisa says Meviu Megula Beimem Meviu Mechusa Divrei Reblezer. That the Tan Reblezer says you bring it Dafka Megula and not Mechusa. So then that's it. We kind of close that up. That's the answer. So Am Ravashi. Ravashi says, now we're putting the nails in the coffin on any other thought about this. So it's coming out that it's Chibuvei Mitzvah, and now here's the nail in the coffin. So Am Ravashi, Manit Nami Deka, from a careful reading of our Mishnah, one could deduce that indeed the Tana Reb Lezer holds that it must be exposed because of Chibubei Mitzvah. He says, Dekanami Dekatani Pshara Sakan Mechaseo Piedim, because the second clause of the Mishnah says that at a time of religious persecution, he'll hide it with Edim. Let's see what he has there. He says, Musakana in Shlob Sakana Lo. So the implication of the Mishnah is that only if it's Sakana is it going to be Mechusa, otherwise not. So Shmamina Mishum Chibubei Mitzvah Shmamina. So the Gemara says from here we could deduce that Chibubei Mitzvah is the operative svara here. All right, let me just do another five lines, and I'll pause. Tani Idach, we learn another brisa, Mevi'u Megula, Ve'im Mevi'u Mechusa, Divrei Reb Lezer. The brisa says that he has to bring Megula exposed and not Mechusa, not covered over. Reb Yehuda Omer, Mishum Reb Lezer, Noagin Ayu B'Shara Sakana, Shumavi'in Mechusa Al Piedim. Reb Yehuda says, as a Mesorah from the Tana Reb Lezer, that they would bring it shara sakana mechusal pi edim. Now ibayluhu edim dekamar yuvachad odil mahu tre. Now when we say al pi edim, does that mean I have two other people that see me put this object, you know, the ismol in my pocket or wherever I'm putting it? Is that the pshat? Or perhaps al pi edim means let's say Reuven is the moel. So Reuven is one counts as one person, and Shimon, who sees him doing it, counts as a second person. Now, even though Reuben is a person himself, and it's not really going to be so probative of it because he's doing it anyway, but that's what the pshat is in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Tashma, the second wide line on Kuflam and Amlav 138, Tashma, Uva Sakana Machaseo Piedim, his time is Sakana, you'll cover it with Edim. Yamr Bishlema, who would tray Shapir? So it makes sense if it's him and two other people. It makes sense. I'll be Edim. Who are the Edim? Edim are not usually the person, the Baal Davar is not usually an aid. He says, Eli Yamr, who v'chad, my Edim. So, but if I say it's the person himself and somebody else, so what does mean Edim? So the Gemara says, Shiruim Laibin Bokom Acher. Means it's not using Edim in the, you know, perfect technical sense in terms of a din Torah. You have a din Torah, so the Baal Din is not one of the Edim. But here, for this, we're referring to the person himself as one of the Edim. It means that he could be an aid in another situation. But the person who's really bringing the evidence is this other person who sees him covering it over. So the Gemara doesn't really come to a clear conclusion on that shot with that. Okay, whose question comes to us?
What about two brothers?
So Lechora well, it depends with which way you're going with this. It's interesting. So if, let's say, according to the second side, then Bechlal, I don't think you'd have a problem because we're just saying it's not, you know, the other brother could be an aid in another circumstance, I would think. But if I say it's the person with two other aidim, so then the brothers would be pasul. That's what I would think. I'm not sure. That's what I would think. Let's take a look.
When do we ever say the guy himself counts as an aid?
Yeah, so it's not really that he's counting so much. Let's take a look. Let me see. 1 second. Yeah, 1 second. All right, let's look at the Rashi. Mishani Shirim Lahayi B'Makom Acher. It's around the 20th narrow line in the Rashi. Does everybody have it? Mishani Shirim Lahayi B'Makom Acher. Liolam Hacha Eidot Lo Shaycha. He says, it's not really Eidos here. It's not testimony. He says, D'lapuki Mechashad Ba'almuhu. It's just to get rid of the chashad, the suspicion. The only thing we don't want people to suspect him of something. He says, "Ba'ein kan lo dine mamonov lo dine nefashod shushnayim." So it's not dine mamonov. It's not we have a monetary case that's in Bezdin. We don't have a capital case in Bezdin and we need Edim. He says, and now we have Umay, but the Bach has V'amai. V'amai karaluhu Edim. Why are they called Edim? Dika gilui milta ayudei hasheni. So this is you, I think, Yosef. In other words, it's called Edim because the second person, the other person, is a gilui milta. He'll be able to clarify the situation. Ushnaim karu edim beidud achriti shenon ogeba. So he's saying we have edim, like the group we're calling him edim, but not really edim. The real person who's going to be megalitas is this other person. So if Reuven's carrying the knife, Shimon is going to be the megalimilta. He'll be enough to be mostly from Chashad, but he calls them Edim. It means like they have Edim. I have the two people. They're the Edim. That's one side in the equation.
But this could be dinei nefashot. If he's not allowed to carry it, or if he's carrying something else, he's chayav mita.
Yeah, but that we're not trying him for Din Torah here now. In other words, that we're not having litigation, you know, that he's on trial for being Michal Shabbos. We're just trying to, like, you know, quiet down that people shouldn't have a suspicion of him, you know, what he's doing. That's all. You know what I mean? It's not that they give, in other words, in a chinami, if it would be a case like that, so then Aiden would come and they would say, you know, if you're going to carry, blah, 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 and they'd have to see this and that, the other. But that's not what we're talking about here. The I'm thinking about your case, Michael, with the fellow that he's the Karov. Let's think through. So if we say it's Hu Shnayim, if it's he and two other people, that sounds like a din, like I need, that sounds more like Eidos, that I need Eidim. Then I would say definitely the brothers. When you say the brothers, you mean the two Eidim are brothers, or either, or the person himself was carrying is one of the brothers? Which way? Either way, I can't hear a word you're saying, Michael.
What difference does it make? Either way.
Oh, yeah, well, let me hear what Michael has to say.
Well, I was thinking that it's one big family, okay?
The mole is part of the family.
And the two boys with them are brothers.
Yeah, yeah.
So two uncles.
Yeah, I don't know, but I'm just like the top of my head, I would think that if it's Hu Utrei, the person and two of the people, the Edom, that on that side, it sounds like Mamish, I need like Edus. So there, I would say that it has to be Edom, you know, Kasher Edom. Now here, if it's Hu V'chad, the person and one other person, so he says, my Karlu Edom Shiruin La'i B'makom Acher. Even there, though, the Gemara says they have to be Ra'ud to testify in another situation. Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know the answer to your question, Michael. I'm not sure. Okay, let's see.
It's going to be in my Kuntres.
What?
Yeah, you're going to put that in my Kuntres.
All right, but you got to put the answers in the Kuntres too.
Oh,
okay. Okay.
That's
now.
The next.
Okay. All right. That's the next piece. Okay. Now, let's see. I tell you. I'll try to remember to get to these questions. Bleed editor tomorrow if I'm able to. All right. Now. All right. Let's go further. So now we're on the fourth wide line on Kuf Lamed Amud Aleph. Ready? 130A. The fourth very wide line. Everybody with me? And it's nice having you with us, Sal. Nice having everybody here tonight. Okay, Tan Rabbanan, b'mekomo shel Reb Lezer, yikur t'meitzim lasot pechamim lasot barzel b'shabbat. In the locality of the Tan Reb Lezer, they would chop down trees to make coals to fashion the metal knife on Shabbos. That's the way they would follow his ruling. And then it says, and then b'mekomo shel Reb Yosef Glili, ochlim b'sar of b'chalav. In the location of Reb Yosef Glili, they would eat poultry with milk. They would eat poultry with milk, and Dafyomi people know that. Remember, we had a Mishnah about this. Remember, there was a three-way machloket, I think, in the Mishnah Masechet Kulin. One held Doraisa, one held Drabanan, one held it's absolutely mutar. So anyway, so Reb Yosef Glili holds that you can have, you know, chicken with milk. So the Gemara says, Levi Ikla the Be Yosef Rishba. Levi came to the house of Yosef Rishba, Yosef the hunter. Krivule Resha to the Tav to Bechalava. They brought him a peacock's head and milk. I don't know, the peacock's head doesn't feel so appealing to me anyway, but he says, Lo Achal. He didn't eat it. So apparently he trusted him for the kashrut in terms of the meat, but he didn't eat the milk with the meat. He didn't want to have. So Ki Atla Kami to Rebbe. Then when Levi came before Rebbe, Amarle Amailo to Shamtinu, he said, why don't you put this guy in, excommunicate him? Look what he's doing. He's eating like this, the poultry with the milk. So Amalei Atri Rabbi Ben Batera Hava. He says that locale that where he lives was the location of Rabbi Ben Batera. I don't know if Rabbi Ben Batera was still alive. Actually, right, we know where Rabbi Yehuda ben Matera was, right? That's that Gemara in Pesachim, Michael, right? So it says that Rabbi Yehuda ben Matera lived in Nitzivan, right? Nitzivan was a town right outside of Eretz Israel. That's the way I remember, right? So anyway, so the Gemara says Atri Rabbi Yehuda ben Matera Hava. Bamina Dilman Darish Lahu Ki Rabbi Yosef Glili. So I don't feel it's right to put him in Chayrim because maybe in Rabbi Yehuda Mateira was following the Tana Rabbi Yosef Glili. He says the Dam because we learn in the Mishnah Rabbi Yosef Glili Omer Nemar Lo Tochlu Kol Nevela Benemar Lo Tefshel Kadiba Chalevi Mo. So in the same pasuk, I think it's in Parshat Re'ei, it says Lo Tochlu Kol Nevela Lo Tefshel Kadiba Chalevi Mo. Don't eat any nevela. Nevela is an animal that died not through shechita, right? Not through shechita. And then don't eat gedi b'chalevi mo. Don't eat a kid in its mother's milk. He says, etcha asur mishum nevela asur l'vashel b'chalav. So that which is prohibited because of a nevela, so when an animal is a nevela, it has certain dinim, especially for tuma, right? Like, so even a bird, so a four-legged animal, so that's metami magav amasa. a bird, remember, it's like metame bebeta bli of the person eats it, so then he becomes tame. But let's say a fish, right? A fish has no din of nevela, right? Fish has no din of nevela. Although there are shitot that hold that a person should not eat fish with milk. Have you heard this? Whatever. There are shitot that hold you shouldn't have, fish with milk or cheese. It would do bad news for Ashkenazim. We love our bagels with lox and nova, whatever, and cream cheese. But I'll peek Kabbalah. So some people don't eat that. So he says here, so I might think, so a bird that has a din in nevela, so I might think I'm not allowed to have it with milk. So he says, Talmud Lomar b'chalev imo, in its mother's milk. So, birds don't nurse their offspring with milk. So everything's in the egg or whatever. So Mamela, that's the way Tana Rabbi Yossi Lila learns that you're allowed to have the bird with milk. So it's interesting. That they would, I wonder, the people like Alpi Kabbalah, they say not to have it, but you see that according to Rabbi Yossi Glili, they would have the bird with the milk, and that's what it sounds like. So, Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, Yirachadai Tabe Eretz Yisrael. Okay, wait, just 2 minutes, wait, three lines, okay? So, Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, Yirachadai Tabe Eretz Yisrael. There was one town in Eretz Yisrael, Shu Osin Ki Reb Lezer. They followed the Tana Reb Lezer, his rulings. He says, but you made him bisman, and they lived a full life. They lived a full life. He says, V'lo o'od el shapamachat gazra malchut ha-rishar gizera Yisrael alamila. He says, once, it sounds like the Romans, the evil empire or whatever, they made a ruling that they couldn't give bris mila. V'lo ta yir lo gazra. They didn't make a gizera concerning that town. So it sounds like, if you remember, the Gemara says that Reb Lezer, he never said anything that he hadn't heard from his Rebbeim. Remember, the Gemara in Sukkah says that. So that's the way they were following the Tana Reb Lezer. Okay, now, Malka, let's hear from you. What do you got? Malka?
I was just going to say that the Teimanim don't eat milk and fish.
Right, okay. That's
today.
Okay.
Today.
Okay. All right.
Can I ask a question about the thing we did with the cutting down the trees to make charcoal?
Yes, go ahead.
I mean, if they have an 8-day head start on the date of the bris,
right,
why would they wait to the last day to make the scalpel?
I don't know, but they did. They did.
That was essentially my question.
Yeah, right.
Maybe Fern brought it up also. It doesn't seem to make any logical sense.
But maybe they lost the knife. The knife fell into the well or something, into the ocean.
Like an emergency.
That would be one way to do it. But I have to look into also the other thing that Fern raised, whether it's the lechatchila or b'dieved, do the hechanas for
Rabbi.
Yeah, what's up? Yeah.
Why are we allowed to eat the blood of fish?
I'll tell you in a minute. There's no Aver Menachai by fish either, right? Yeah. So I don't remember exactly, but
there's a reason for it.
I don't recall. I can't speak to it right now.
That's okay.
Rabbi, if you're allowed to cut the tree,
Let me come back. The Torah says Kol Chela V'Kol Dam Lo Tochelu. So it sounds like Lechora, or let me leave it. Go ahead, Kuga. What do you have for me, Yosef? Go ahead.
If you're allowed to cut the tree, make fire, wouldn't you be allowed to take the mohel in a car and bring him to the baby?
That's what Michael was asking. I'm not 100% sure. I think what's perky. I'm just thinking in my mind. This is machshire mila. These are the items you need for the mila. Now the mohel is transporting the person. All right, maybe. I don't know. All right, let me leave it. Okay, let me move on. Okay, let's keep moving now. We're 10 lines from the bottom. We're 15. Make it 25 or 30. Okay, now. Okay, Tanya. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Kol mitzvah shekiblu lehem b'simcha gon mila, d'chiv sasa nuchi al mortecha, kimo sei shalal rav, adayin osinu ta b'simcha. Every mitzvah that Klal Yisrael accepted was simcha. Now, the bris mila was given to Avram Avinu even before the Torah. I mean, Avram Avinu observed the whole Torah before it was given, but it's the first, the mitzvah. And it was this mitzvah we got at all before all the other mitzvahs. So, sas anochi el imratecha, it's a pasuk in Tehillim, I'm happy imratecha, like your statement, but it means a statement that stands by itself because it was given so much earlier to Avram Avinu. He says, kimotzei shalal ral, like somebody who finds a lot of booty, I'm ecstatic over this mitzvah. He says, So we still do b'simcha. But every mitzvah that they accepted with quarreling and they weren't happy with it, he says, could go in a riot, like the prohibitions of a riot, the forbidden sexual relations, that Moshe Rabbeinu heard everybody like crying like to their families. He says, "Al iske mishpachotav," you know, concerning the forbidden relations that they have now, adaino sinota b'ktata, so they still have like quarreling connected with it. Deleka ktuba delorama ba tigra. There's no ksuba that's not some like, you know, dissension. In other words, it's a financial arrangement with a ksuba. Today it's more pro forma, but you could extend it and say, you know, like with the financial arrangements with the wedding, you know, there are issues that, you know, sometimes arise between the different machatanim, you know, who's paying for what and what's going on with this. You know, one side holds like, we'll split it down the middle, and the other side, no. The bride's family pays more, whatever. Anyway, so there's still ktata with it. So he says here, Tanya, Reb Shimon Elazar Omer, Kol mitzvah shemasru Yisrael atzman aleim lamita b'shat gezira d'malchut, any mitzvah that Klal Yisrael was willing to give up their lives at the time of persecution for that mitzvah, yon avodah kukavam mila, in other words, Jews were willing to die not to do avodah zarah, willing to die, in other words, to perform the mitzvah of bris mila, adayin himu chzeka b'yadam, the mitzvah is still held strongly in their hands. I mean, it's like widely observed. Kol mitzvah shemasru Yisrael atzman ela lamita b'shat gezira d'malchut, but any mitzvah that they weren't willing to sacrifice themselves for, he says, could go in tefillin, like tefillin, adayin himit rupa b'yadam, it's weaker, it's not as widely observed. You know, I'll mention, you know, I learned this when I was in ninth grade, and Rebbe at that time was Reb Chaim Margoliotti, should live and be well. So I remember him saying how, like, even Reform Jews, like, they do bris mila, you know, it was like bris, you know, with all everything that they've got, you know, like, you know, Shabbos zero, kasher zero, but bris, as far as I know, they generally still observe that. All right, so let's see back in the Gemara. So he says tefillin is merupa.
Unfortunately, they observe it on day three.
Is that true?
Usually the baby doesn't leave the hospital without a circ.
That's the way they do it.
Oh, wow.
All right. Anyway, now now he says the Amar Biana. Now he's saying that tefillin they weren't willing to give Mesiris Nefesh for. The Amar Bianai, tefillin sirich and guf naki kelisha bal kanafayim. The tefillin required guf naki. In other words, a guf naki means, well, we'll see in a minute. Like it, at the minimum, it means, we'll see in a minute. He says, like Elisha Baal Kanafayim, like the Elisha, like Baal Kanafayim, the one, the owner of the wings, we'll see.
We had this before.
Okay, it could be. Okay, now, Maihi, so what are you talking about, Gufnaki? Amar Abayi Shal Yafiach Ben. Abayi says that a person shouldn't pass gas when he's wearing the tefillin. He says, Rava Amar Shal Yishan Behem. Rava says, I shouldn't sleep in the tefillin. If I sleep in the tefillin, I might pass gas, or I might have Shechvat Zer when I'm sleeping. V'amai Karule. So the point is, that people are not so careful with their tefillin. Now, some of the mafarshim won't explain, the Meiri holds that when it says gufnaki, it's not just physical gufnaki, but it means even like your mind, like you're not thinking thoughts you shouldn't be thinking of, is the way the Meiri takes it. So it's even more chamor. So, and that's the way this Rabbi Uri Orlean, he's a rabbi now in the South Shore. So he was saying to me, like with women with tefillin, so some of the, like in the world we live in, so now some women, you know, want to argue that they should put on tefillin. You know, usually there aren't that many mitzvahs that women aren't obligated in, but Bedafka, they have these women, they want to put on tefillin. So there, Chazal said they shouldn't put on tefillin. And one way to understand it is that, like even men, in other words, we only do the minimum. In other words, tefillin require gufnaki. So even men only put on the tefillin during davening. In other words, because we need gufnaki. So if a person's not obligated in tefillin, we wouldn't tell them to put on the tefillin. You understand? In other words, tefillin requires such gufnaki. We only do it like on a need to basis. The person was obligated only for davening. All right. Anyway, let's take a look. Now, so he says, "By my karulei Elisha ba kanafayim." Why they call him Elisha ba kanafayim? Shapam achat gazra mechuda rosho gzeir al Yisrael. Shkum niach tefillin al rosho yikrut mocho. They said, they made a decree, whoever puts on tefillin on his head, so they're going to, you know, bore out his head, and not a good situation. He says, and you know, tefillin shel yad is covered by the garments. Tefillin shel rosh has to be megula. In other words, it should not be covered. So he says, v'yalisha maniach tefillin v'yatzal shuk. So this Elisha went out to the put on tefillin, and he went out to the marketplace. V'ra'u kastur echad, and one Roman officer saw him. Ratz milafanav, so Elisha, like, you know, runs the other way. He sees him. He says ratz acharav, and the kastur, you know, takes chase after him. Kaven shigia etzlo, and etzlam roshov achzan biyado. So once the kastur overtakes him, he takes off the tefillin and he's holding it in his hand. So he says, Amar le ma biyadcha. He says, what's in your hand? So he says, Amar lo kanfiyon. He says, oh, it's dove wings. So he says, Pashat et yado. He opened up his hand. He says, Venimsu ba kanfiyona. And there were dove wings that were in his hand. So that's why we call him Elisha ba'al kanfayim. Lepicha hikoroto ba'al kanfayim. So the Gemara says, Maishna kanfiyona, da Amar le ba'al shar ofot. Why did he choose to say kanfiyona? Why didn't he say, you know, Kanfi Orev, whatever? How do you pick Kanfi Yona? So the Gemara says, Mishum Tadami Knesset Yisrael Yona, because the Jewish people are compared to a dove. He says, Shinemar, Kanfi Yona Nechpeba Kesef, Mirvotel Birak Harutz. He says that the wings of the Yona are covered with silver, Birvotel Birak Harutz. So here, I think they translate its pinions. It's like part of it, I think it's also part of its wings, I think. One second, let me see the translation. He says, and her pinions with brilliant gold. He says, one minute. He says, Ma Yona zu kanafel ma ginota le, just like the Yona, like, defends itself with its wings as opposed to its beak. He says, Af Yisrael mitzvot ma ginota lehem. So to Kla Yisrael, the mitzvot defend or protect them. So let's just take a look. One second. All right. In other words, anyway, so he wants to say, he says the commandments of which donning tefillin is one are compared to the wings of a dove. That's the way he does it. That's the way they understand the pasuk. So anyway, so he needed the commandments protection, so it's fitting to refer his tefillin as dove wings. You know, the post can bring down, you know, when you, I know women maybe are not so familiar with this, but
tying tefillin.
Yeah, when you wind up.
Wrap it.
Yeah, when you wrap it up, so there's like two. Let's say you have tefillin shel rosh, so you'll have like one part wound on one side of the bayit and one other part wound on the other side, and it looks a little bit like kanfiyona, like the wings of a dove. Anyway, so that's the piece. Okay, any questions, comments, anything you did? All right, let's keep moving. He had a thing in the Morota Daf Yomi today. It was very timely in a sense. They were talking about a period of contagion when anybody who got this illness was quarantined. But after they got out of quarantine, they burned all of his property, everything that he had there. And so there's a question somebody asked whether he could bring his tefillin in with him when he's in quarantine, knowing that when he gets better, the tefillin would be burnt up. So I think they wanted to bring him proof from this Gemara that he could, because they were saying, like, Elisha bal kanafayim, he went out and he asked him what's in the hand, and if it had been the tefillin, so then the goy would have, you know, done something with the tefillin. All right, let me take a look quickly. And
that was a true ask of Rav Moshe.
Oh, you heard about this already, Michael? What?
No, not. I've heard it many long time ago. Yeah. But I know they quoted a tshuva from Rav Moshe on someone who has an illness in the hospital, and the tefillin once put on would have to be destroyed. Can he put tefillin on? I believe the tshuva was yes.
All right, one second.
But instead of burning them, why wouldn't you bury them?
No. And it was these goyim, and that's their protocol. They don't care about the Jewish law. Now he says here. He quotes from, who's he quote from? One second. Yeah, he quotes from Rav Dov Bersh Weinfeld of Cheb, the Rav of Chebin. And he looked throughout Shas and he found a raya from this incident. So let's see, he says here, Rashi says that Elisha alone had Mesiris Nefesh as opposed to everybody else. But the Bali Tosfot explained that the Gemara brings this masa to prove that even Elisha didn't have a proper Mesiris Nefesh, the Mitzvah Tefillin, because when he was captured by the Kastur and he said, what's in your hand? He should have said, like, with brazenness, I have Tefillin in my hand. That's the way the Bali Tosfot learned. So according to Rashi, Elisha represents the person who has Mesiris Nefesh, but he's the only one like that. According to the Bali Tosfot, even he doesn't have so much Mesiris Nefesh, because if he had Mesiris Nefesh, he would say, what's in your hand? I have Tefillin in my hand. So Lechora, based on the Perush of the Balei Tosfot, so wouldn't Elisha be afraid that now this Roman officer in his anger is going to like do something degrading to the tefillin? So we see from here that a person is allowed to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, even though the tefillin are going to be degraded. Anyway, he goes on to say the two cases are not comparable. But anyway, let me move on. Okay, now, let me go on to the Gemara. One second. All right.
According to Rashi, the story doesn't belong here then.
No. In other words, according to Rashi, he's saying that clearly the people, as a general matter, did not have a serious nefesh.
Right, so why is he bringing a story that...
In other words, he's showing that only one person had a serious nefesh, but 99% of the people didn't have that serious nefesh. So, okay. All right, let's see back in the Gemara. We're two lines from the bottom. Okay, so Amr Rabbi Abba Bar Rabba Ada, Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, Pamachat Shachachu B'Leviyus M'Erev Shabbat, once they forgot to bring a knife on Erev Shabbos, B'Leviyus B'Shabbat Derech Gago B'Derech Chatzerot. So they brought it, they carried it through the Gago. In other words, they have roof. Now the roofs are Rishon Yachid, but it's Reuven's roof, to Shimon's roof, you know, to Levi's roof. So normally we say it's prohibited on the Rabbanan level to bring from one Rishus Yachid to another Rishus Yachid that's owned by somebody else. He says, Derek Gago, Derek Chatzerot, and to different, each Chatzer could have had a Ruve Chatzerot, but I'm taking from one Chatzer to the other Chatzer. Shalob Ritzon Reb Lezer, the unturned page on the top line, not with the, you know, consent or you know, signing off the approval of the Tana Reb Lezer. So we don't understand that because Reb Lezer said you could even carry him Rishad Rabin. So Matkiv La Rav Yosef, Shloberson Reb Lezer, Adrab Reb Lezer Hu Tishar. What do you mean? Reb Lezer says carry it in Rishad Rabin. You don't have to carry it even if you do it that way. In other words, so the Gemara says, B'chi Tema, Shloberson Reb Lezer Tishari, Afil Rishad Rabin, Elibritson Rabbanan, Da'asru Derek Rishad Rabin, Bisharu Derek Gago, Derek Hatzirot, Vikar Pifot. So maybe you're saying that it means that it wasn't according to Reb Lezer's protocol. Reb Lezer's protocol would say, carry it even the Rishus HaRabim. Don't bother with the Gog, the Chatzir, or the Karpif. But maybe it's saying, it was with the Ratzon of the Chachamim who say that in other words, Reb Lezer holds, there's no din of Hotza'a, the Gabi, the Izmal, and Shabbos, because I have a heter to do it. Chachamim hold, no, I'm not allowed to carry in the Rishus HaRabim. So maybe I'm following the Chachamim. He says, Umi Shari, but do they permit you to go through Gagot and Chatzerot on the sixth line? Vatani, Kshem She Mevin Oto Derech Rishud Rabim, Kache Mevin Oto, Lo Derech Gagot, Lo Derech Karpifo, Lo Derech Chatzerot. He says, so Reb Lezer says you have a green light to do even more. And the Chachamim say, no, you can't carry it through the Chatzerot, the Gagot, and the Karpifot. So we're still trying to figure out what did this statement mean from Rabbi Yitzchak. Okay, so back in the Gemara. So Elam Aravashi, Shlober Tzom Reb Lezer Umachlok To, in other words, that it was carried this way, not with the Ratzon of Reb Lezer, because he has a green light, and not with the people who dispute Reb Lezer, because they say not to do it this way, Elam Ratzon Reb Shimon. It was with the consent of the Tana Reb Shimon. So in the Gemara in Erevin, which B'li Neder we're going to have soon, so there's a Mishnah on Daf Peitet in Erevin where Reb Shimon holds that a person is allowed to carry from one Rishus Yachid to another Rishus Yachid, even if they're owned by different people, and even if it's different, one's a Gog, one's a Chatzir, one's a Karpif. A Karpif is a large enclosed area, not for residents. So the Tana Reb Shimon says you can carry from place to place. So he says, did not, because we learn in the Mishnah, Reb Shimon Omer, Echad Gagot, Echad Karpifov, Echad Chatzirot, Kulan Rishut Echad Heilin Kilin Shabtu Kulan, that's all considered to be one Rishus. In other words, I have a green light to carry from one to another, even if they're owned by different people. He says, for any Keli that was in them at the beginning when Shabbos began, but not for a Keli that started Shabbos in the Bayit. In other words, let's say the people would live, let me go over, and this will be review, but you'll have more of it when we get to Erevin, just repeating. So the people would live in Batim and share a chatzer. So it means, let's say, I, Robert, and Michael, we each have our own bayit, but we have a common chatzer, a common courtyard, a common yard. That's the way they lived. So in order to carry from our houses to the chatzer, we need to have a ruve chatzerot for me to carry from the house to the chatzer. So, and the reason that is, like the chatzer looks a little bit like Rishus Arabim. Looks like, you know, so it looks like I'm carrying from Rishus Yachid to the Rishus Arabim. So Reb Shimon says, if something started out Shabbos in the chatzer, which is a Rishus Yachid Doraisa, so from that chatzer, I can carry to another chatzer, to a gog, to a karpif, the sky's the limit. But if something began in the bayit, in the beginning of Shabbos, even if I have a Ruvei Chatzerot, then I can't carry it. I can carry it to the Chatzer, but I can't carry it to all those other Rishuyot. I can't carry it to all those other Rishuyot because we're more sensitive to objects that began in the Bayit. That looks more like carrying from Rishus Yachid to Rishus Arabim. So he says here, so again, let's just repeat. So we said that on Shabbos, there was an incident where they carried the knife, you know, Derek Gagot and Chatzerot and Karpifot. So we didn't understand who was doing that. Reb Lezer says, do carry him in Rishus Arabim. And we says, Shelo Beretzon Reb Lezer. It wasn't with the consent of Reb Lezer. So we don't understand what Reb Lezer holds him more. And the people dispute Reb Lezer hold, no, you can't even do that. So it came out, right, it's not like Reb Lezer, and it's not like the people who dispute him, but it is like the Tana Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon sells, even not the Ismail, like everybody can carry from a Gog to a Karpif to a Chatzir. Okay? All right, let me pause for a second. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did? All right, let me go on.
So Reb Shimon holds from chatzer to chatzer is allowed as long as it was in the chatzer already?
That's correct.
Okay.
Okay. All right, let's see further. Now,
well, can I ask a question? If performing the bris is the paramount mitzvah, if it turns out that you had this problem with they forgot the knife and they had to get another knife, and whether they're carrying it, you know, through the area where they could carry, doesn't the overriding issue become you have to do the bris one way or the other?
That's the $64,000 question. But you know, what you're really asking is why don't we say, Ese docha lo tase? I have the mitzvah of Shabbos. It should be docha de lavim. But Shabbos, I think, is more than just an essay. It's also an essay. It's a lo tase and an essay. So the klalim is that it would not be docha Shabbos. It would not be docha Shabbos. The Torah teaches me, though, that the bris is docha Shabbos. But, and according to Reb Lezer, the Torah teaches me that the machshirim milah are docha Shabbos. But if I don't hold that way, so no, the answer is that the bris has got to be put off. It's a shave off.
So in other words, you're sort of deciding which one takes precedence over the other.
Yeah, that's the essence of our sugya. That's 100% the essence of our sugya. Okay. Let's see back in the Gemara. Now, let's see back. Okay, so around the 10th line on Kuf Lamed Amud Beis. Okay, everybody with me? So, by me name, Rabbi Zeira and Rabbi Asi. So, Rabbi Zeira posed the following question, Rabbi Asi. Mavu ishlon shtatfu bo, marmul tavtel bakulo. Now we're shifting to a mavuiz. Again, a little review for Dafyomi people, but for other people. So, again, so people who live in a chatzer, remember the chatzer, remember in my example, I, Robert, and Michael live in the same chatzer, and the chatzer is surrounded by a fence, and we share a courtyard. So, to carry there, we have to make an Irubi chatzerot. Then there's an exit from our chatzer into a mavui, and then there's another chatzer, also an exit into the mavui, and another chatzer into the mavui. The mavui is like a cul-de-sac. It's an alleyway which is open on one end to the Rishus Arabim, and then the chatzerot are opening up into that mavui. So to carry in the mavui, we have to make a shitufe mavod. It's in other words, we all merge all the chatzerot together, and we say like with wine, we say like we designate the wine and put a lechi or a korah. We put either a cross beam or a vertical beam at the entranceway of the mavui. The mavui is walled off on three sides, but on the fourth side it's open to the Rishus Arabim. Okay, and then we have this heker at the entranceway to the mavui. So I'm doing two things. I have the heker, either the lechi or the korah, and then I have the shitufe mavod. I have this merging of the chatzerot with wine or something like that. Okay, and that means that we all consider it to be one big rishus. Okay, so he asks, he says, let's say there was no shitufe mavod. Am I allowed to carry in that mavui? Am I allowed to carry in the mavui on Shabbos? This is a question so far separate from the knife. In other words, a chatzer, the Gemara learns that I could carry within the chatzer even without a Ruvei Chatzerot. The Ruvei Chatzerot permits me to take from the house to the chatzer or from the chatzer to the house. But even without a Ruvei Chatzerot, it's Rishus HaYachid, and I can carry in the Chatzer. The Kalim that were in the Chatzer at the beginning of Shabbos, I can carry in the Chatzer. So he says, what about a Mavui? Is the same rule pertain to the Mavui, to this alleyway? He says, O Dilma, Lo Dami L'Chatzer. Or perhaps it's not comparable, meaning it's not comparable and worse than the Chatzer. He says, the chatzer itlay arba mechitzot, halately arba mechitzot. The chatzer is walled off on all four sides. The mavui is only walled off on three sides. One side is a wide opening to the Rishus HaRabim. That makes them look more like the Rishus HaRabim. That's not good. He says, inami chatzer itlay diurin, halay be diurin. The chatzer has got residence in the chatzer. That makes it look more like Rishus HaYachid. The mavui doesn't have residence in the mavui. It's just like a roadway. So that looks more like, that also looks more like the Rishus HaRabim. So mish mor chamor. So shatik lo amar le below midi. So again, so this was the question that Reb Zera posed to Rabbi Yasi, or to Rav Asi, can I carry in a mavui, just an object that was in the mavui, the beginning of Shabbos, can I carry in the mavui more than dalet amot? And he was silent, he didn't have an answer for that. Okay, because a chatzer, I can carry objects that are in the chatzer at the beginning of Shabbos. I can't carry from the bayit to the chatzer, from the chatzer to the bayit, unless I make a ruvei chatzerot, but something that's in the chatzer, I can carry in the chatzer, because the chatzer is rishus harabim on a Torah level, I can carry in the chatzer. So what about with this mavui?
So it's Rishus
HaYachid. Say again, repeat.
Rishus HaYachid, he said Rabim.
I said the wrong word? Yeah, it's Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaYachid. Okay, so let's see back in the worm. Now, so anyway, that's the question. That's the question that Reb Zera posed to Rav Asi, and Rav Asi was silent. So later, continue on. Okay, we're around midway down the column on Kuf Lamed Amud Beis. Everyone with me? So it says, Zimnin Ashchei Diyati V'Ka'amar. So on another occasion, Reb Zera encountered Rav Asi, and he was sitting and saying, "Am Reb Shimon Lakish, Mishum Reb Yehuda Nasi," that Reish Lakish had a mesora from the Tana from Reb Yehuda Nasi, "Pamachat shachu b'leviu Ismail me'erev Shabbat," that once they forgot Ismail is the knife they're using for the bris milah. They forgot they didn't bring the Ismail on Friday. "Veviu b'Shabbat," they brought it, they carried it on Shabbos. The Chachamim were all upset because how are they following the Tana Reb Lezer? We Chachamim hold they shouldn't carry it on Shabbos. Chara the Reb Lezer Shemuti who? One is that Reb Lezer Shemuti says two pshatim. Either Reb Lezer is a follower of Beit Shammai, the locks usually not Beit Shammai, or Reb Lezer was placed, Shamta is a type of excommunication. Reb Lezer was excommunicated. You remember, that's a famous Gemara in Bava Metzia and Tanna Beis. Remember with the Atanu Shalach Noi, that Reb Lezer kept bringing all the rayas. If the halacha is like me, you know, let this carob tree prove it, and the carob tree picked itself and walked away. He said, if the halacha is like me, let this Amar Amayim prove it, and then flow the other way. If the halacha is like me, let the walls of the Beis Medrash prove it, and the walls began to collapse. And then he says, if the halacha is like me, let a bat kol, let a heavenly voice prove it, and a bat kol comes out and says, the halacha is like Reb Lezer b'chol makom. And Yeshua says, what are you having a bat kol? It's lo b'shamayim he. Anyway, they finally put him in, they put him in nidui because he didn't want to accept the majority rule. So anyway, so the Shemuti might be that way. So we're not going to follow him. But they were carrying the Ismail on Shabbos, and they were coming desk like Reb Lezer. He says, "Va'od Yachid Rabbi Malachik Rabbi." In addition to which, Reb Lezer is Yachid, the coming hold not hold that way. So we go by the majority. Okay. So now this is still now this. Remember, this was Rabbi Zera encountered Rav Asi. So Rav Asi was repeating this. And then Rav Asi says, "Va'am Rav Oshia," and Rav Asi says, "Rav Oshia said, Sha'elit and Rabbi Yehuda ha-gozer." I asked Rabbi Yehuda gozer. Rabbi Yehuda was the Zmoel. They call him a gozer, like gozer is the cut. He says, "I asked Rabbi Yehuda gozer, va'amarli mavui shtotafu bohava." That the case where they were carrying, it's a mavui, they never did shitufi mavo'o. So it was not carrying down, you know, Middle Neck Road. It was in a mavui that they didn't do shitufi mavo'o, which is the very topic that Rav Zera had posed him the question. He says, "I too may high ratio the high ratio." They brought it from one end of the mavui to the other end of the mavui. So it's a question whether they brought it from a house or not, but they carried in the mavui. So Reb Zera says to Reb Asi, "Amalei sfila lamar mavui shlosh tafu mutar latalta b'kulo." He says, "Do you hold that that you're allowed to carry in a mavui. I'll do the easier way. We'll say like that it wasn't from a house. It's just like in the mavui. So he says, "Va'amar li in." He says, "Yeah, absolutely." So Amar li said, "Va'hazimnin voiminach v'lo amard li." And we have the word hachi, but the Bach takes it out. I asked you once before, and you were silent. And how come now you have all the answers and like that? So what's going on? How come you didn't tell me when I asked you the other time? So he says, "Dilma." So he says, "Dilma agav shitvach right lachemar." Perhaps this is what Reb Zera himself wants to say, and he was the Makshin, right, Reb Zera? Right. So Reb Zera said maybe because, like, once you started quoting Reish Lakish, everything began to, like, flow in your mind. You remembered everything. So Amar Lei, he says, in, Agav Shitfa Ria Tali Gemari. Right. Because of the flow, then I remembered all the limud. And in Achinami, it's coming out that you could carry within the Mavui, a chepsa that was in the Mavui, you know, on Friday, you know, just like in a chatzir. That's what we think. Okay. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far?
The Chachamim here, is that Rabbi Akiva from our Mishnah?
No, wait. The Chachamim, right. That's 100%. That's correct.
You can't say Ziyachid is Rabim. Ziyachid is Rabim.
No, but it means that the Chachamim cited with Rabbi Akiva. That's what you have to say. It's not just one against one. That's the only way it makes sense. All right. Let's take a look now. Okay, so we're 10 lines to the bottom on Kuf Lamed of Beis. Everybody with me? Okay. So, Mrs. Frank, it's so nice to see you. Okay, she left. All right, now. Okay, so Itmar, Amar Bzeira, Amar Rav. Now, Reb Zera quotes Rav, Mavui Shlosh Tatfu Bo, Eimet Talton Bo, Eloba Arba Amo. So now he's saying something different. Now Reb Zera quotes Rav, that if you have a Mavui, where you didn't do Shitufei Mavoot, you didn't merge all the Rishuyot with the Mavui, so you're only allowed to carry within Dalet Amo, not more than that. So Amar Abaye, Hamilta Amra, Reb Zera, Velo Pirsha. He says, this was said by Reb Zera. He didn't really explain how he gets this halacha. To Rabba Baravua Pirsha. So Rabba Baravua came, and Rabba Baravua, he made a whole hezber on what Rav meant. Now, the Amar of Nachman, Amar Bavua, Amar Rav, Now again, we've got two things going on. We have the chatzerot, and there's at least two chatzerot opening to the mavui. So I have chatzer aleph, chatzer a, and chatzer b, and I have batim in the chatzer. Those are two units, like states and the federal government, right? So the chatzerot will be the states, and the mavui will be the federal government. So the so he says that if they made an eruv in the chatzerot, then I cannot carry in the Mavui for reasons that we'll explain shortly. He says, Ayala Barba Amo, lower Vu Chatzerim Batim, but if they didn't make an Eruv in the Chatzerot, he says, Mutar Latalto Bakulo, then you can carry in the whole Mavui. So we don't understand this yet, but we're going to come to a Hezber shortly, hopefully. So the Gemara says four lines to the bottom. Amalei Reb Chanina Chozal the Rabba, Maishana, Irvu Chatzerim Batim, Denitku Chatzerot. So why is it when Irvu Chatzerot, when there's an Eruve Chatzerot, so now I can't carry in the Mavui. What is that? He says, "Dinitku chatzerot v'nasu batim." In other words, once I do the Eruve chatzerot, that unit. So I have a chatzer with houses. Chatzer with houses. Now, once I do Eruve chatzerot, we don't consider it a chatzer with houses. We consider it to be bayit aleph and bayit beans. In other words, the whole place is converted legally to one big bayit. So I buy it Aleph, buy it A, and buy it B. That's all I have now. He says, okay, just a minute. Now, the Rav Latame and Rav follows the Shita, the Amarav, in a Mavui Nitar Balechi Vikora, the Rav holds that a Mavui only has Heter with a Lechi and a Kora, with a cross beam or a vertical beam. He says, Ad Shihu, let's see, turn page, a minute, Batim Chatzir Petuchim Latoho. In other words, in order to have any Heter, to carry a mavui, I have to have batim and chatzerot, plural. So in other words, I have to have at least two chatzerot, and each chatzer has two batim feeding into the mavui. Then if I have a lechi and a kora, so there was no shitufei mavoot here. There was no shitufei mavoot, but I did have a lechi and a kora at the entranceway of it. That's the way it sounds like. So there's two requirements. I have the lechi or the kora that makes a heker between the rishus rabim and the mavui, but I didn't do shitufei mavoot with it. He says lechi and the kora only helps if I have batim and chatzerot. I have chatzer aleph with two batim at least, and chatzer beis with two batim at least. V'hacha batim ika chatzerot leka. He says, so here once they do Eruve Chatzerot, they've legally converted it to just a buy it and a buy it. In other words, it doesn't matter that there's a yard, houses, whatever, but for purposes of halacha, we view it as buy it, one buy it and one buy it. So there's no heter anymore to carry in the mavui. That's what we think. He says, so now he's posing a question though. Kilo irvu, but even if they didn't do an eruve chatzerot, which you said Rav says now I can carry there within the mavui, nami lechsinu lahari batim kaman distimu istimi damu. Why don't we view the houses as blocked off? In other words, they didn't do a eruve chatzerot. Am I allowed to carry from the house to the chatzer? No. So the house is out of the equation. The house is out of the equation. So why don't I just view it as the chatzerot iku batim leka? So why don't I just view it as the chatzerot opening into the mavui? In other words, nobody's going to carry from the bayit to anywhere because the bayit is like as if it's locked. All the batim are locked now. I can't carry from the bayit to the chatzer. So for purpose of halacha, it's just like the chatzerot opening into the mavui. So me, I also shouldn't be allowed to carry. So the Gemara says, so he says, the simin damu, so he doesn't understand what's the difference between whether I have a Rubei Chatzerot or don't have a Rubei Chatzerot. So a Rubei Chatzerot is Batim Batim. Okay, fine. But no a Rubei Chatzerot, so it's Chatzer Chatzer. It also should be a problem. He says, whoever was answering this question, who was the question posed to? He says, Rabbi Chanan goes, L'Rabba. So Rabba says, Efshar Demavatli Le Rishut to the Kulu L'Gabei Chad, that even if they don't have a Rubei Chatzerot, but the people who are in that chatzer have a way to carry from at least from one house into the chatzer. They could be mevatel their rishus, their rights in the chatzer. Let's say Reuven, Shimon, and Levi live in the chatzer, live in those batim. So Shimon and Levi could be mevatel their rights to the chatzer to Reuven, and then Reuven would be permitted to carry from his house to the chatzer. So the fact that there was no Eruvei Chatzerot doesn't mean the bayit is out of the equation. The bayit is still in the equation. You got it? So he says here, so the Gemara says, sof bayit ika batim leka. Yeah, so I have one bayit. Nobody's going to be, only one bayit can carry. They're not batim. So it says, efshar to mitzafra b'yad palka d'yom l'gabichad. Maybe they can be mvatel b'shut from, you know, dawn till 12 noon to Reuven. He says, and then from 12 noon to 6 p.m. they'll be vatel to the Shimon. So it'll have batim, so people will be able to carry there. So he says, sof, be dana de it lahai, late lahai. So yeah, but you're never going to have batim in the chatzer. In other words, you'll have either bayit aleph or bayit beis, but you won't have batim. So now we have the word ella. So press delete button. So skip everything we set up till now, and now we're going to give a different hesber into why Rav says that you can't carry in the mabui. So ella ravashi, mi garam lechatzer o shiasru batim, v'leka. So Rav, it comes out the way Rashi explains it, Rav holds like the Tana Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds, I'm allowed to carry from a chatzer to a mavui, to a gag, to a chatzer. I can carry one to another. But I do need shitufei mevoot if I have a batim in chatzerot, because the fact that I can carry from a bayit to the chatzer, that throws everything off. Because, in other words, even the Tana Reb Shimon says, I can't take an object from the bayit at the beginning of Shabbos and then move it to the chatzer and move it to the mavui. I can't do that. So if there's like freedom of motion from the bayit to the chatzer, then I'm going to run into problems. If there's no freedom of motion from the bayit to the chatzer, then I'm okay. So skip what we said before with the other hesber, but he's just saying Rav holds like the Tana Reb Shimon. Shimon holds I can carry from one Rishus Yachid to another Rishus Yachid. So the idea is, if the bayit is out of the equation, so then Reb Shimon holds I can carry from the chatzer to the mavui, and I can carry all around the place. But if there's a Ruvei Chatzerot, that means I can carry from the house to the chatzer. Now I have to be concerned that the person will take an object and carry it to the mavui, and even Tana Reb Shimon holds I can't do that. All right. Anyway, that's it for today. Any questions, comments, or thoughts? Okay, that's it. So I'm going to stop the recording now. Let me do the recording. One second.